What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Welcome to the studio. We're live. We are lubricated. I'm drinking water out of a Stanley cup like every other white woman in America. Be the you today that you want to be tomorrow. We're in the office, baby. We're doing the most, and it feels good. I'm going to take off my sunglasses here, look directly into the camera, and let you know I'm running for something. Don't know what I'm running for, but eventually I will. I'm kidding. The world's on fire. The world's on fire, and I feel like this is a good time to, you know, add a little bit more to the plate. We're at a summer buffet, and I've already got the cream corn. I've got the brisket. You know, I've even got a couple corn muffins because I like to load up on the corn-based products. And you know what I thought I would add to this? Macaroni and cheese. Guys, I got a daughter. I have a daughter. She is sleeping. We will insert a photo. I'll pan to her. We'll splice something together so that you can see her. I got a daughter. Her name's Macaroni Limone, Limone, technically. Macaroni Limone Ferrari Daniels. We got another French bulldog. And before anybody says, you didn't rescue, where's the rescue? I've tried. I've now been denied from like 8 different rescue agencies. I've already done this tangent, but I'm telling you right now, I tried to get the dog in the diaper. I tried to get the dog one leg, no legs, 2 tooths, 1 tooth. And I'm done. Okay. And here's my thing. Macaroni came to me in the dead of the night. I got a phone call from a friend in Mississippi who said, hey, we have one puppy left. Options on the table. And you know what I said? It's a sign from God. I'm taking her. And somebody's going to say, well, did you get her from a puppy mill? No, I didn't get her from a puppy mill. I got her from a veterinarian. I got her from a doctor, okay, who knew what the fuck was going on. So I don't want to fucking hear it. All right. And here's my thing too. Obviously rescue if you can, but I want y'all to know I'm looking you dead ass in the eyes. I've tried to rescue from other bulldog agencies. Do you know what the paperwork that you have to go through to try and get a dog is insane. I have sent videos. I have sent personal references. Do you know that one place said, we can't give you one of the dogs. We can't adopt a Frenchie out to you because you have stairs in your house. Who doesn't have stairs in their house? You live in a ranch. Congratulations. I don't. I have stairs. And I said, I understand that Frenchies can get this thing. I think it's called IVDD or something. You don't throw them down the stairs. You don't let the puppy crawl down the stairs. Rigatoni and Bronson, my sister's dog, fine on the stairs. So you're telling me, unless I live in a one-bedroom apartment, but then that's never good enough. So if you have stairs in your house, they said no. Then they're like, do you have a fenced-in backyard? I sure do. But then I also had a swimming pool. They said no. So what? Riddle me this. What do you fucking want from me? Okay? What do you want? You want the dog to be able to cool off in the summer? Great. But not in a luxurious way. Ooh, Macaroni just, My God, she just ripped it. That dog just ripped it in here. She's teacup, just ripped it. Tell you what, Frenchie's got a strong ass. Anywho, but I will tell you this. It got insane. They're like, oh, we want you to have, you can't live in an apartment because that's not enough room for the dog. But you can't live in a big house with stairs and you can't have hardwoods, but we don't want carpet. What the fuck do you want? And then when you go on half these rescue agencies, and I'm not shitting on rescues, okay? I think it's fantastic. They're doing the Lord's work. But at some point, and of course you want them to do a background check. You want to make sure that the dogs are getting adopted out into the right families and these aren't a bunch of perverts, okay? But at some point, you do have to say, like, call a neighbor and just ask around. At some point, you got to say, what do these people want? So I thought I was getting a dog in Atlanta. My other friend, you know, just to keep it, because she's still trying to get another dog. Let's just call her Mel. Mel said, Heather, can you do a reference for me? So I contact this agency and everybody been tagging me in this Frenchie rescue. But my friend Mel had already jumped the gun. She already had another Frenchie. I was like, girl, you go for it. You got there first. So I called and did a bunch of references. I sent them DMs. I was like, listen, my girl is good for it. I've been around her dog. She has an 8-year senior Frenchie. He has like the sweetest temperament. So she says that the other Frenchie organization comes to her house to do the temperament test. And her dog barked at the little one, which is what dogs do. They communicate. Didn't growl, didn't show teeth. I don't know if you've been around a bulldog recently. They make the craziest fucking noises. We all know rigatoni. My current son screams like a goddamn pterodactyl. And so my friend Mel calls me and she says they won't let me adopt the dog because they said that my dog barked at the dog. What do dogs do? What are dogs supposed to do? How are we supposed to help the dogs if the dogs are doing what the dogs were born to do? And you know what I say? Go dogs. Go dogs. You know what I mean? At some point, you're like, this is fucking insane. So before you hold on, you didn't rescue. No, bitch, I didn't. I tried. But you know what? She was the last of the litter. So she needed a home. I got the call, ring, ring, middle of the night. We found one. We got one. She's in Mississippi, last of the litter. Well, she was the last one. And Rigatoni was the last one. And you know what I do? I swoop in. And I like to say, they rescued me. Okay? I don't want to fucking hear it. We can't let you adopt the dog because you have stairs in your house. So condo only? We can't give you the dog because if you live in a condo and you've got a terrace, a fenced-in terrace, too risky. So, riddle me this. We can't give you the dog. Oh, you live in a four-bedroom penthouse mansion with no terrace, but you got a doorman? We don't like them. They're a part of the union. We don't like them. Like, somebody make it make sense to me. Okay, that's all I'm saying. But on that note, very thrilled, very honored that we have Macaroni. She's in the office for the first time today, and she's a good little girl, sleeping through the night. You know, and of course they tell you, oh, you got a crate train. Listen, we got the crate. She's not staying in the crate. It is what it is, all right? It is what it is. We did come home, though, and I put her in the laundry room, and I had this big, like, baby gate that went across the door. I came home the other day. She's just sitting in the bed with Riggs, and I said, what happened here? I'm surprised I didn't walk in the door and they were both smoking cigarettes playing fucking spades. All right. And they're both just sitting in the kitchen. I said, when I left, you were behind the baby gate that was securely fastened into the door frame. Rigatoni said, not on my watch. And he cut her loose. But listen, this little chunk, this little baby angel has been sleeping in the bed, slept till 8:30, sleeps right at the top of my head. Not worried about it. She's good. And I got to be honest with you, girl dogs, people told me, I only grew up with boy dogs. She's chill, dude. If I brought Rigatoni to the office, we wouldn't have legs on the chairs. No, I'm kidding. He's not a nipper, but you know what I'm saying. If you're running a shempire, listen, from websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, you know Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business. I mean, what are you doing here? It's not that hard to start an online business. If you get that website up and running, you have all the tools right there at your fingertips. Okay. I love Squarespace. I use it for all my websites. You want to know why I love it? They've got e-commerce, video blogs. You can connect all your social media accounts, whether you got your Twitter, your TikTok, your Vimeo, Instagram, all that can be in one space. You can have a traffic overflow. So you can look and see like, where are my visitors coming from? Like, oh, I didn't realize that a lot of my, you know, my clients, if you will, say you're running an Etsy business and you run your Etsy store through your Squarespace. You're like, I didn't know that everybody buys my tchotchkes and they all live in Canada. Well, maybe I need to start making some Canadian tchotchkes to get right to my consumer. They have traffic overview, content ownership, email campaigns. You can collect donations. You know what I mean? So say you're trying to, you know, gather some support for something. You can collect donations for PayPal, Apple Pay, Stripe, and Venmo. You have all the social sharing, all the analytics, and the blogging tools. It's awesome. All you got to do is head to squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, all you got to do is go to squarespace.com. And when you're ready to launch, just use the offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Good luck. Get your business started. Ciao. You know, I'm having those breakouts every now and then, but I love Starface. Why do I love Starface? Because when I'm covering up a zit, I still look cute as hell. Also, it's effective. It works. I love Starface best-selling Hydro Stars, which is a fun star-shaped pimple patch that's so cute, I almost forgot I was wearing it, and I almost look forward to getting a breakout. Cuteness aside, though, they're also designed to absorb fluid and reduce redness while shrinking your spot. Starface has a full range of Hydro Star pimple patches for whatever mood I'm in. There's classic yellow, a colorful multi-pack, a solid black when my heart feels dark and cold, and a cute blue star with salicylic acid in it. They're super easy to apply, too. I like to prep my skin for Hydro Stars by washing my face with Starface's Gentle Cleanser Space Wash. Listen, I love this freaking Space Wash face wash. I've already gone through 2 bottles of it. It's my favorite stuff in the world. And especially when I'm coming off stage and I want to wash off the 800 pounds of makeup, dude, I lather up with that space wash and it is freaking great. And then if I need a little extra, I'll apply my stars to any spots that I need. I also really love, they have a powerful micro dart patch, which is called the Micro Cloud. These cute cloud shaped patches are made with tiny self-dissolving micro darts that dive deep into skin to target early stage pimples that are dry or irritated. They're filled with key ingredients like hyaluronic acid, niacinamide, salicylic acid to help calm and hydrate skin for faster healing. Here's the thing. The Micro Cloud is only available in the U.S. at starface.world. That's starface.world. For a limited time, Starface is offering all Absolutely Not listeners free shipping on your first Micro Cloud order. Just enter promo code absolutely at checkout. Again, that's absolutely for free shipping on your first Micro Cloud order. Arrivederci. You know, it also makes me think sometimes when people like I have a couple fur coats from my grandma and I wore one once and I was already like Chris Farley, fat guy in a little coat. You know what I mean? It was too fucking tight. And someone was like, you couldn't wear that. I was like, it's already dead. You know, I'm not supporting that we continue to make fur, but this thing died back in 1928. You know what I mean? I think it's chinchilla. What do you want me to do? You know what I mean? The thing's dead. And I love the people, you should only rescue dogs. Did you adopt a baby? You didn't. So you know what, Catherine? Cork it. You're out here with 7 children driving a Cadillac Escalade. Half the kids aren't even tied in, not even in the car seats. You know, you're hitting cones coming out of soccer practice. We're lucky you didn't take out the fucking Achilles of the coach. Did you adopt? Did you? You didn't. You didn't, so I don't want to hear it. Says the woman who's got a couple eggs left. Bitter party of one. But yeah, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I have a daughter. We're very excited. And when we got that call in the middle of the night, I said, she's mine. She's us. She's ours. So macaroni, limone, Ferrari Daniels, or when she's bad, I call her Macaroni Grill. Y'all remember Macaroni Grill? We've talked about this a million times, but I love Macaroni Grill. Remember when you go to Macaroni Grill and the waiter would come over, the server would write their name upside down on that paper? You know, they use a crayon and write their name upside down, and you get the penne rustica. The penne rustica was chef's kiss fire, and everything had sun-dried tomatoes in it at the Macaroni Grill. Because I don't know if you remember this, but like 2000, I'd say 3 to 7 was a very big time for sun-dried tomatoes. They put it in everything. I mean, everything. Salads had sun-dried tomatoes. When you think about it now, sun-dried tomatoes, that's an aggressive fucking move for a salad. I was thinking about it the other day, too. You know, Italians don't really eat salads. I can say that I'm Italian, real Italian. You go to Italy, they're not fucking with the salad, and they'll eat the salad at the end of the meal. You go to Italy, what's in a salad? It's some loose romaine, maybe some arugula, Parmigiano Reggiano, maybe a tomato, and balsamic and olive oil, salt and pepper. Bop, bop, that's it. So when you go to half these places and they have a chopped salad with gorgonzola, nuts, raw red onion, and a creamy vinaigrette, bitch, there is no cream. There's no creamy nothing in the motherland. You okay? So I'm just letting you know, though. But I used to go to Macaroni Grill as a 15-year-old kid and just tear that shit up after soccer practice. I'd get 2 penny alla rusticas. It's not alla rusticas. It's just penny rustica. And then it would be some waiter who, you know, he'd come over, smell a little like cigs. He'd write his name upside down and would just say, Trevor. You know what I mean? Smell a little like cigs, like a loose cig. And you were like, damn, Trevor. You know, and he's like, he'd write his name upside down, which I always was very impressed by. If you can do that, bop, 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 upside down, you're Mensa level smart. You know what I mean? And my mom's an artist, so we would sit there at Macaroni Grill. I didn't even take off the shin guards yet. I still had shin guards on in the sweaty suit, and I'd be sitting there wolfing down 2 things of penny rustica. You know, and that's when, remember when all the Italian chain restaurants, they brought out the olive oil and the balsamic and they put it on the table and you dip your focaccia in there. And that's when Americans were like, we're dipping in oil. And it was like the biggest fucking deal. And then everybody did that at home. But meanwhile, Italians have been doing that for years. It was a very specific window from like 2005 to like 2009. That it was just maybe even early 2002 to 2009 grilling at the Macaroni Grill. Fuck yes. So anyways, those are core memories for me, but I'd be there. My mom, because she was an artist, she would always like, you know, the waiter would come over, write his name upside down. Then Robin would do some sort of Picasso-esque abstract art over the man's name. She's like, he smells like cigarettes. This name's got to go. And he would come back to the table and see her masterpiece, but he'd be pissed that of all the other places on the butcher paper on the table that my mom could have signed her name, you know, and done her art project, it was over his. And that was a domination thing. That was Robin flexing her twat to let the waiters at Macaroni Grill know, don't fuck with me, I'm Italian. And it is what it is. And it was a bold move from Robin, but also a necessary one. You know, you and I both know. It was necessary. Anywho, what else is going on, guys? Valentine's Day was just this week. And God, Valentine's Day. You know, we're a month out from my birthday. So that's really what Valentine's Day is. It's a launching pad for the Ides of March, which is my birthday. And I don't know if you know this. We talked about this last week, but something's brewing in the air. Most likely an atomic bomb. And I don't say that to scare anybody, but my seeds came in. Last week, I told you I had ordered seeds. And my seeds came in for the garden that I guess I'm going to need post-apocalypse. I don't understand why I decided to get seeds. I got seeds, a couple loose cans of water. I got some headlamps, just a couple things to be semi-prepped. Yet again, I have said this, though. If something's going down, because I just feel this weird, like, energetic, magnetic shift. I don't want to be here. You know, when the rapture comes, I'm hoping to go live in the light of the Lord. I'm trying to be me up, Scotty. Don't leave me here. I don't want to be shitting in the woods, eating MREs, you know, freeze-dried, dehydrated beef stroganoff. I'm good. It's a wrap. Lights out. But I did, you guys, though, this is how lazy I am, okay? I said this last week, but I didn't tell y'all that with my prep, okay? So I said, the world feels like it's about to tilt off its axis. Something's happening. So I said, well, let me get a couple prepping things. Again, I'm the Googler. Quick, little a little YouTube, Lazy Girl's Guide to Prepping. I was like, I'm just going to get five essentials. Do you know, I did not even, with my day off, drive my ass to Costco to get a couple flats of waters, some rice, and some peanut butter. Do you know that I Instacarted that shit? I am a lazy girl prepper. I Instacarted. Some guy who I ended up tipping like 40% brought me 24 gallons of water because I read that you need to have at least a gallon a day per person in your home, right? So I'm saying Robin, Jeff, me, Ashley, the dogs. So this person drops off 79 gallons of water, rice, peanut butter. I got like a month's supply of dog food. I don't know, basic essentials. I didn't even take my ass to Costco to do like the manic prepping in privacy. I went on Instacart. You got to be pretty fucking lazy and like semi-concerned about the end of the world. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get some shit done at the office today. I'm just going to Instacart that shit. And then I saw on the Ring camera this very beefy guy taking, I mean, I don't know on Instacart if you have to like see what they want and then you accept the order, but only the big boys accepted this order. Very tall man. Dropped off 79 gallons of water. I didn't care. I was like, you know what? I'm concerned, but I'm not concerned enough to follow through and then go to said Costco by myself. You know what I mean? Outsourced the prep. So that's where I'm at mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's President's Day. And you know that means there's great sales going on. And you know what I need to get? More Brooklinen. I freaking love Brooklinen sheets. I literally looked at Jeff the other day and I said, we need to re-up. We put them on every bed in our house. They're friggin' the best. Brooklinen sources only the best materials for their products so you can drift off without a care. With those high quality materials comes coziness and longevity. So investments in your space last. Get the comfort that over 100,000 happy customers are raving about with 5-star reviews. You know what I'm telling you? You know, Jeff and I, we are big in the soft bedding. You got to be comfortable. Well, that comfort is the next level. 100,000 happy customers are raving about it with 5-star reviews. We love it. Products like Brooklinen's duvet covers and comforters are just a couple fan favorites. Comforters are cloud soft foundation for a dream bed, while their duvet covers are the easiest way to refresh your bedroom's look. Listen, don't sleep on savings. Brooklinen is having a great President's Day sale and it's happening now. If you're listening after the sale, get the details of your dreams at brooklinen.com with promo code absolutely not. Okay, let me spell it out for you. That's brooklinen.com/absolutely not. That's brooklinen.com/absolutely not. If you want to sleep like a freaking princess and know that you're getting the best sheets in the biz, I'll tell you right now, go to brooklinen.com and use promo code absolutely not. Listen, my hair is falling out, was falling out, isn't anymore. You want to know why? Because I use Nutrafol. Y'all, hear from the horse's mouth here, okay? And when I say horse, she's got Clydesdale hair because I've been growing from Nutrafol. You know, millions of Americans experience hair thinning, okay? And it's more common, but it's normal. But it's not openly talked about, especially amongst women. Going through what can feel honestly, genuinely lonely and frustrating. After I froze my eggs, all my hair fell out because I was having such a hormone imbalance. Well, I love Nutrafol. It is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth within by targeting the 5 root causes of thinning, which is, you're never going to believe it, guess what? Stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism through the whole body health. This is what I love about Nutrafol. It doesn't just say what's on the scalp. Let's go inside. Let's figure out what's going on deep, deep, deep down with the stress and the hormones and the environment and the nutrition and the metabolism to really glow from the inside out. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering promo code absolutely to save $15 off your first month subscription. Again, that's their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol. BYOL.com, promo code absolutely. I am growing my hair back at a rapid pace. I'm obsessed with them. Check them out. Again, go to Nutrafol.com and use promo code absolutely. You're welcome. Hope you guys are having a great week. We're doing the most. I'm going to dive into the voicemails here in a minute. We're going to get into it. As always, you can call into the hotline, 800-213-7503. Doing the most and the least these days. We're back on the road. Get your tickets at heatherontour.com. It's going to be a good one. I'm still hitting DC. I'm hitting New York, playing Radio City June 17th. Get your tickets. We're going to Rhode Island, Vermont, Idaho, Utah, Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, Denver. So get your tickets at heatherontour.com. We are truly doing the most. Let's see what else we want to do.
Hi, Heather. I'm going to remain anonymous for this one, but absolutely not to getting a pube stuck in the back of your throat. I gave my boyfriend a fantastic blowjob last night, but I got a pube stuck right next to my tonsil, and it's not moving. It's been like 20 hours? I'm a speech therapist, and do you know how hard it is to teach someone how to say the K sound with a pube lodged in the back of your throat? I've pretty much been gagging all day. So I'm pretty much using this as an excuse to never give a blowjob again. Anyway, love and light. Bye.
So this is what I call an occupational hazard. You're a speech therapist. You're out there deep throating in the mean streets of wherever you're from. And now you got to go and try and teach other people how to act right, how to speak right, how to pull from the diaphragm and not, you know, have a vocal fry. Meanwhile, you're back there and you got a toupee sizzling on the tonsils. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I think, though, what would work, hot water. You're probably chugging cold water. No. I think you need hot water, hot lemon water to sizzle that back. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. Do you know how many supplements, how many fucking giant omega-3s, fish oil pills that I've gotten lodged in the back of my throat? I'm looking you dead ass in the eyes. There is nothing fucking worse ever, point blank period, than getting a little thing lodged in your throat. You swallowed it. You can only swallow one pill at a time. And I got a pretty big fucking mouth. So like sexually, I'm down to clown, but I can't take them back. I can't take them back the way I used to. Remember when you were like 16 and you'd take just a loose handful of pills on an empty stomach and then like chug it down with a Diet Coke. And then I'd have like a Nutri-Grain. Yeah. A little protein, no protein. There's nothing protein-esque about Nutri-Grain. I'd wash it down with a dry-ass, crumbly-ass Nutri-Grain that had a figgy middle, and I'd chug it down with a Diet Coke. You know what? Fuck. Actually, I don't promote Diet Coke. You should probably get hot water with lemon first, then a Diet Coke. Dude, the aspartame and the ascorbic acid alone in a Diet Coke is going to get that pube down the pipe. You know what I'm saying? Didn't even think about that. If it's stuck, go to your local bodega, go to your local 7-Eleven, chug a Diet Coke. The acid rain alone trickling down the back of the nape of your neck will dissolve the pube. Man, there's nothing worse. You ever got a pube in your teeth? That's rock bottom. It's kind of top of the list, but also rock bottom. You know what I'm saying? It's not great, but also kind of good. But nothing will make you feel more vulnerable. And then when you're down there and you get something, you know, you're like, you pull your mouth away and you're like, sorry, I've got something. You know, you get that piece of hair that on the tip of the front of the tongue and you can't get it. And you're just grabbing at it with your acrylic nails and you can't get it. There's nothing worse. But then you realize this is going to take way longer than it needs to. So you're back down there just, you know, doing the work. That you did not set up to do that day. Whenever I get up in the morning, you know, it's the last thing I think about doing, blowing someone. And then you get there and you go, didn't think that my day was going to turn out this way. Did not think, even if you're married in a relationship, I'm not talking about just like under a bridge with a stranger, but at no point during my day, I could wake up, have a horny dream, doesn't matter. You know what I don't think about? I think about doing, you know, okay, I'm going to go through, maybe hit a laundry, maybe get a workout. I won't. Hit a couple steps. You know, I'll sit on TikTok for 2 hours. I'll answer some emails. I'll get on a couple calls. At no point during the day do I ever mentally schedule in a BJ. Jeff does every day of his life and then is disappointed. Kidding. Love you. Strong marriages are because of cunnilingus. You heard it here first. I don't know what I'm doing. Let's get to the next voicemail.
Heather, your Canadian girl here, just calling, and I got an absolutely not Valentine's Day edition for you, or maybe not so Valentine's Day edition. Absolutely not to the men that still haven't proposed after 6 years of being together and 2 years of living together. Your girl had high hopes on vacation last year. No dice. Then I thought, you know, maybe on Valentine's Day. Not a fucking thing. I don't understand. We talk about it all the time, and there is no time like the present. You and I both know that, so put a ring on it. And also, absolutely not to being at a baptism last weekend and having everyone in his family ask when we're going to get married, including his great aunt, who was just throwing out jabs and mentioned that, you know, next time we're in a church, it'd be nice if it was our wedding, and that hopefully she fucking makes it. So let's get on it. Anyways, my absolutely not. I mean, if you ask my mother, it is all my fault, because that's what you get when you move in before marriage. Why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? It's just frustrating. Anyways, if you have any advice, I'd love to hear it. Congratulations on macaroni. What a little sweetheart. Maybe I'll just go buy myself a dog, and then I can put my energy into, I don't know, something that provides unconditional love to me. Love and light, girl.
Okay, this is a great voicemail. First and foremost, I hear you. You're frustrated, right? You're frustrated that you feel like you've been dicked around for 6 years, and where is the ring? Where is the ring? I guarantee you the ring is coming. If you have been talking about it, the ring is definitely on the way. Listen, I've been with Jeff 12 years. We were at year 8 when he eventually asked me to marry him. After date number 3, we had already said, this is it, locked up for life. But I also had high expectations. You know what I mean? I wanted a fat fucking ring. And I basically told him, I said, you need to get your life together. And you understand the amount of people that would, our friends would be like, when are you getting engaged? When are you getting engaged? I go, when I'll have a bigger ring than you, bitch. When I'll have a bigger ring than you, bitch. And honestly, I didn't even care about the ring. I did. And I, you know, Jeff did well. But what really mattered to me, I was like, I don't want to pay your student loans. You know what I'm saying? So everybody has this fucking idea. When are you getting married? When are you getting engaged? Lay off me, bitch. I am trying not to pay for Penn State. I'm trying not to pay for, you know, the car insurance that's been late. We're trying to get our financial situation in order. And the whole, you know, oh, are they not going to marry you if you're giving them the milk for free? Bitch, let me tell you something right now. All right. I am an organic cow, no RSB, ST, or whatever the hell they put in milk. I am hormone free, but also full of hormones. Jeff has been suckling on that teat since date number 3. I thought I waited a long time to sleep with him. He said it was actually date number 3. And you know where we went? Buca di Beppo. So feed me some Italian, feed me some penne rustica, and then dick me down. And guess what? It's locked and loaded. I didn't wait. And look at me now, running a shempire. Childless. What do I take every morning? You guys already know this. I know you're already dialed in, locked in. It's the AG1. It's my Athletic Greens. The number one thing that I take in the morning before I even have my coffee, before I have anything else, is my Athletic Greens. What do? You take one scoop, put in a little bit of water. You could even throw it in a freaking smoothie. You could throw in a little juice if you want, but I think it tastes delicious. One scoop, and I am giving myself all the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that I need. You know that every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that give me major benefits like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. I'll tell you what right now, if I don't have the Athletic Greens when I'm on the road, forget it. Won't shit for days. You know what I mean? And here we are. giving ourselves what we need, and that's the AG1. It's delivered to my door every month. It's been so super easy to make it a daily habit. I also get the single serving travel pack, so I never miss a day. I throw those bad boys in my carry-on and I take them on the road with me. Truly, if I don't have my Athletic Greens, I feel like my stomach is just off, and it just helps me stay regular and feel like I am putting some good nutrition into my dang soul. Okay? Listen, if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/absolutely. That's athleticgreens.com/absolutely. Check it out. You're going to freaking love it. My whole family's obsessed. Go to athleticgreens.com/absolutely. Make your life easier. Work smarter, not harder with Athletic Greens. Everybody, though, everybody's got a fucking idea of when you're supposed to get married. And let me tell you, it doesn't get better. Then you get married and everyone's like, when are you having kids? And you're like, shut the fuck up, Nancy. No one knows. No one cares. Let me live my life. I'm over here live, laugh, loving on my third trip to, I don't know, Ibiza this year, having the time of my life. Lay off me. Unbelievable. It's coming. And if it's not, this is what I suggest you do, okay? Put a little fear of God in him. When he's sleeping tonight, right before he falls asleep, I want you to get really close to his ear, okay? So he doesn't know if he's like about to be in REM sleep. He doesn't know where he's at. He's about to fall. You know, when you're about to fall asleep and you feel like you're falling and you kind of like jump up and startle yourself, I want you to do this. I want you to literally, right before he's about to fall asleep, get right in his ear and be like, let me tell you something now. If I don't have a ring by 2025, I'm going to fucking kill you. And he won't wake up. It'll be put back into the deep part of his subconscious brain. And he will be, and it will just tell him, it'll be sitting, you know, in that frontal lobe, that hippocampus. He'll know, he'll get the message. But if you do it in a voice like this, he may think it's a spiritual awakening. He may think it's a voice from the Lord. I don't know, fucking trick him. You know, but also you could have, if you want to be mature about it, you could have a frank conversation. You could say, listen, I love you. I know we talk about marriage. Can you just give me some sort of timeline? Just because, you know, I don't know how old you are, ma'am. I'm a 38-year-old woman and I would like to have a child in the next year. Whatever that is. You could have a very scientific, matter-of-fact conversation. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If you've been with this guy and you're like 25, chill the fuck out. You get the rest of your life to be married. And all these family members and these hoes and these other miserable bitches at weddings that are like, when are you getting married? Say, I'm getting married when you finalize your divorce. And then they'll turn to you and go, that was a cunty thing to say. And you go, been thinking it for a while. And as a woman who got married in the last year, let me tell you, the pressure was on from everybody. And we got married in year 11. Engaged in year maybe 8, then had to push the wedding because of COVID. And we're fine. We're good. We're Gucci. Everybody wants to ask, when are you getting married? When are you having kids? You have the first kid. When are you getting another? So you know what I did? I got another fucking dog. The thought of having to do another round of IVF is mind-numbing. So I got another dog. I'm clearly nesting. Already said it. Clearly nesting. She's waking up. My angel's waking up. You're okay. Good girl. She's sitting at the foot of the desk. Don't worry. I'm going to show her. Oh, no. She's getting loose. No, she's not. She's perfect. Everybody. When are you getting married? Shut up. You know what? Absolutely not. Absolutely stay the fuck out of your own business or my business. Stay in your business. When are you going to buy a house? No one can afford it. What do you mean, when am I going to buy a house? You want to pay the interest rates in this political climate? Yeah, okay. Try me, bitch. You want to get a loan? I work at a startup. You know what I am on paper? A ward of the state. I may be cash heavy and the period is hot and last too long. But I'll tell you what, I'm not a sucker. You know, all these boomers, they want to ask, when are you buying the house? When are you getting married? When are you doing this? Guys, I don't know how to tell you this. I'm in the bunker. I just Instacarted 79 gallons of water because I'm too lazy to actually prep for myself. because I'd rather sit at home and watch TikToks about the end of the world than actually take an action step and go out into the world and try and do it for myself. So chill out. You're going to get engaged when you need to get engaged. You're going to get married when you need to get married. And then once you get the piece of paper and you finalize the marriage, you're going to go, this is it. Oh, I'm married now. You have to plan a wedding and people will be up your ass about that. You know what I mean? And then somebody's going to throw you some just lame ass fucking shower that's got a bunch of pedophores, and you sit around and you open the same crock pot 7 times in a row. I didn't have that shower. I had a drag queen at my shower and it was a surprise and it was a blast and it was a pool party. So that's where I'm at. Okay? Live, laugh, love, bitch.
Hey, Heather, it's your girl Blair from Chicago. I'm a new mom as of a week ago to a beautiful baby boy. Absolutely not to mother-in-laws with their unsolicited motherly advice and their judgment. I'm an older mom, or advanced maternal age to be politically correct. And after having a large baby naturally with a 14.5 centimeter head, I needed a lot of repair work down there afterwards and currently need a lot of painkillers to cope with those repairs and physical traumas. My mother-in-law has the nerve to tell me I don't need those pain pills. Sorry, ma'am, this isn't the age of the episiotomy anymore like you had back in the 80s. Also, I'm 10 years older than you when you delivered my husband. I ain't no spring chicken, and Dermaplast only does so much. Also, if my milk doesn't come in right away, stop judging every pill and food that I eat and blaming it on that. These are mature 40-year-old tits that need a minute to wake up and realize I'm not going to be a barren spinster like they probably thought. Ah, okay, end of rant. Thank you so much for being the light that you are. Love ya.
Okay, this is why I love Hussies from Chicago. When I originally went on tour and I hadn't announced a Chicago date yet, I got voicemails like this left and fucking right. They're like, if you're not coming to Chicago, we'll fucking find you. I love people from Chicago. Everything about that voicemail was perfect. Also, I love that you called yourself a barren spinster. You're not, bitch. Okay. They all think that's what they're all waiting on, right? They tried to put you down, ma'am. They tried to say, your mother-in-law's like, she's never going to have the kid. Are you ever going to have the kid? She had the kid naturally, bitch. And ripped, apparently, tip to taint. You know, I think it's unbelievable. There is also something to be said about the boomers where, like, my mom will not take an Advil. She won't take a Tylenol. She's had a fucking cough for 9.5 months and won't take anything. I'm shoving lozenges down the throat. I'm trying to get her on that good blood pressure medicine so she doesn't sound like she has fucking COVID. She doesn't have COVID, but she just has this cough. Won't do anything to get rid of it. Meanwhile, we're now living in a technological age where we can have, also technically a heavy pharmaceutical age, where we have the pills. You know what I mean? We have the things to help us. And we're just supposed to tough it out. I get that the older generation toughed it out, but we also don't have to. You know what I mean? I mean, do I sometimes get lost on baby birthing TikTok where people are, you know, there's this whole birthing movement where people are just having babies in the ocean? I think it's a beautiful thing. I personally would like to be at a hospital on heavy amounts of drugs. And I mean, I don't think I really want to lay down though. I would like to be up more squatty potty, if you will. But this is insane. This is just a projection. It's unbelievable. Listen, if you want to take the oxy, live your life. You know what I mean? Live, laugh, oxy. It's fine. But it's an absolutely not that she's coming in and trying to tell you how to heal. You know what I mean? And I've heard from my girlfriends who've had kids, they'll put anything, pack of peas in the pussy. You know what I mean? A cold sock, because it doesn't really lose its shape. What else? You know, of course you can go regular ice pack, but there's a lot of things. And I didn't know you could rip tip to taint until I had a friend rip tip to taint. And when she told me her butthole fell out, I said, might look into surrogacy. And I just think, you know, we're all just trying to survive. We're all just living on the edge. And you had a baby at 40. Your mother-in-law probably had the baby young. You know, odds are already against us. I'm going to be one of those 40-year-old moms. I was a 40-year-old egg. It explains a lot. Robin had me at 40. Every single day I wake up, she reminds me of how terrible the labor was, how terrible the pregnancy was. And I kind of want to say, bitch, take a Tylenol and quit. Quit complaining about it. You know what I mean? She still has like this janky ass scar from when they tied her tubes. Not my fault, but it is my fault. There's a lot of trauma that our parents have gone through and their generation has gone through that they still blame us, but they won't say sorry for. And I just feel like not everything's our fault. I'm a big person, agree to disagree. You know what I mean? I'll be the first to say, sorry, life is too short. But your mother-in-law is projecting her pain of ripping tip to taint and saying, we didn't have Tylenol back then. Did they have Tylenol back then? I feel like they probably had Tylenol back then. What am I even talking about? They had Tylenol. What she's saying is they didn't have the hardcore stuff. You know, if she knows that you go home with one oxy because your butthole is hanging out of your body, next thing she's spiraling, you're going to be under the railroad tracks blowing a guy named Daryl for cash. You know what I mean? She's looking out for the best interest of her new grandson, but she doesn't realize that you're a boss ass bitch and you're just taking these to heal the pussy. You're not taking these to then end up on meth. And that's a problem. My mom goes there too. She's 75. If I take a melatonin, she thinks this is it. You know, check me into rehab. It's a wrap. And I try and tell her, I just can't sleep well. Melatonin, all natural supplement. Listen, this bitch has had a cough. She got a little sinus infection. I gave her an amino acid called NAC. That's actually this thing that everybody should take. When I had COVID, it was the only thing that cured me. And Robin did 6.5 hours of research on it before she just popped it in. I said, don't take it on an empty stomach. We've been over this, but just take the fucking NAC. What are we doing here? You know, I mean, the Robitussin, like just take a spoonful of the Robitussin. What's going to happen? What's the worst that's going to happen? It may actually have an adverse effect with her blood pressure medicine. And she may die. I don't know. All I'm saying is just take the pill. You know what I mean? You'd have to take a lot of Robitussin and a lot of pills for there to be heavy repercussions. I am not a medical professional. I'll tell you that right now. I actually have no jurisdiction when it comes to pharmaceuticals. I'm just letting you know that it takes a lot to put down a horse, aka me, and it takes a lot to get me up. So I can take up 10 pills at once. Might have a little loose stool, but other than that, I'm cruising. So all I'm saying is to say all this is the judgment from the boomers needs to stop. Also, let it go in one ear and out the other. You know what I mean? Everybody calls in and bitches about their mother-in-laws. They all want to tell you how to live their life, but is she still married? Probably not. Maybe she is in a loving, committed relationship of 55 years plus. But either way, lay off me. I mean, God, you're in Chicago. You're trying to weather the fucking storm. You probably live by the lake. Wind chills are probably 30 right now. You know, you're over here just trying to nest, keep the baby warm. And your asshole's falling out of your body and she won't let you take a pain pill? We got bigger fish to fry. Don't know if you know this, we shot down an unidentified object. Figure it out. Also, honestly, if you can not take those pain pills, maybe don't take those pain pills and hold them because we might need them. You know what I mean? When the nuclear bomb hits, you might need them. So maybe just take, cut them in half. I don't know. Stretch them. Stretch the pain pills is what I'm actually trying to say. Be the you today that you want to be tomorrow. Let's get to the next voicemail.
Hi, Heather. I have been a long-time listener, and I am now a first-time caller, and my absolutely not is my boyfriend of 4.5 years breaking up with me because I have a chronic illness, and it was out of the blue. He called me baby 5 minutes before he broke up with me. He brought me a bottle of Prosecco the night that he broke up with me, and he told me that I'm not in his big picture. Because I have Crohn's disease and, you know, just need somebody to make me laugh about it because there's nothing funny about this right now, except maybe everything. I don't know. Love you. Bye.
First and foremost, this is an absolute fucking knot. If every man ever bitched about his diarrhea, every guy would be single in the world because every guy has diarrhea all the time. I am sorry about your Crohn's diagnosis. Crohn's is an inflammation of the digestive tract, which, as Google says, can lead to abdominal pain, severe diarrhea, fatigue, weight loss, and malnutrition. I'm going to tell you this right now. You know what? You clearly are diagnosed, and I'm sorry you're going through that, but guys fucking shit themselves once a week, and we stick by them. So good old buddy boy here, 4 years deep, brings you a bottle of Prosecco that you probably can't even drink because I'm pretty sure you're on a tight food regimen. And then he has the audacity to tell you, I'm out? You know what? When you showed up to the apartment with that tiny dick, I stuck around. But apparently my Crohn's, you know what? It's We live with so much shit, no pun intended, every day. How many issues do we have? I got an ovary that flips upside down. I got ovarian cysts. Every woman on this planet, and somebody's got endometriosis. Over here, we get chronic migraines. Women are holding on by our fucking teeth, okay? I'm jet skiing with my gums over here. I'm jet skiing through life, holding on with my gums. And then I finally get a diagnosis of something, and then you want to bounce? Get the fuck out of here. This is insane. Called you baby. You know what I'm going to call? The prison. And tell them to get a room ready for you. Because I'm going to plant something on you. I'm going to plant something on you. I don't know what, but I'm going to find out where this guy is. We're going to plant. Get him locked up, raw, abroad. And then you know where he's going to have to shit? In a bunk next to somebody else. Okay, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying to get him illegally locked up. Maybe just overnight. Maybe a simple crime. You know what I mean? What's a simple crime? What's a simple crime? Petty theft. Petty theft. Maybe we'll get him locked up for petty theft. Just overnight. Let him think about it. Let him think about it. Scare him straight. Yeah, let's say, hey, my bike's missing off the rack. Pretty sure Carl did it. Make him sit in a jail cell and have to doo-doo next to somebody for a couple days. See how it feels. Okay? These men, 4 years in, and because you get Crohn's disease, which I'm not trying to speak out for the people who have Crohn's. I know it's a horrific thing and a very challenging thing to go through, but like you can live with it. It's not a death sentence. You know what I mean? And I know it's very uncomfortable, but I see the commercial for all those medicines for the Crohn's. You didn't lose a limb. It's not like he's got to push you around anymore. Okay, so you need to be close to a bathroom. You got two legs to get you to the damn bathroom. You could be way fucking worse, Carl. Unbelievable. But you know what? This is a good sign. This is a sign from God. You got out before you got stuck with this guy. Because God forbid, you know, first it's a Crohn's, what's next? You know what I mean? Say you do. You're in a skiing accident. You can't walk. You can't walk and you got Crohn's. What are we going to do now? You know who's not going to help you out? You know who's not going to get the handicap accessible van for you? Who's not going to be driving that around and take the time to let the little ramp come down? Fucking Carl. You know who is? The next guy. Because you're going to find a great guy. And I'm going to tell you this right now. When you get married, it's till death do us part, for better or worse. You know, every other day I got a new ailment and Jeff says I'm locked and loaded. Every other day he's got a new ailment. You know? You know what we did on Valentine's Day? Signed our wills. We signed our wills on Valentine's Day. That's what we did. And I told him. I did tell him, though, in the will I put that I want to be buried in a box, one of these boxes. It's a pod. I don't know what this natural pod burial. It's this thing. It's an eco-friendly resting place. And basically, they put you in this pod, and they put mulch over you, and they loosely wrap you in linen, and you decompose, and then they turn that mulch into some other mulch, and then they give your family a bag of mulch, and then they can plant a tree, and here I am, reincarnated as a goddamn mango tree, or, I don't know, fiddle fig, whatever. That's what I put in my will. And the attorney was like, we don't have to put that in. I go, start writing, bitch. I don't want to be cremated. I don't want to be buried unless it's natural. Okay? I want you to come beat the face, wrap my ass in linen, and then just let me go. Lock that box, set me in the sun, and let it rip. You know, it's like, they're going to go, is that a summer barbecue? No, it's Heather. Decomposing. Ready to be turned into a peach tree. There you go. So while I probably should say allegedly call the cops on Carl for petty theft, do it. Fuck him. Let's go. We ride at dawn. You know, I did come into this episode a little hot and heavy. I don't know why. I felt like my back was against a wall and I didn't mean to come in aggressive. I want to play some of these back next Wednesday. I'm sure I'm going to go, wow, you seem a little on edge. You seem like you're, you know, itching. And I'm not, you know, I just feel like some of these voicemails recently, I got to stand up for our community and we got to right the wrongs. Never. Guys, I've been watching the Murdaugh case. I've been watching that Murdaugh trial, the Murdaugh trial. It's the Murdaugh murder trial. And it's this family out of South Carolina. And I just, there's been some wrongdoing out there in the woods and it's fucked up. And I should get an expert to come in here and talk about it. But there's just a lot going on. And I think I've been dialed into it too much. And it's just making me feel like justice needs to be served. But I know that that's going to get me in trouble because I'm not a prosecutor. I'm not a cop. But I do feel like post Valentine's has me fired up. That I got a lot of great people in my life that I feel like are just, you know, you guys call in and it's a lot of bullshit. But we got to remember to have an attitude of gratitude. And we got to remember when you're having a bad day, you know, when somebody breaks up with you after 4 years because you got fucking Crohn's, or your new mother-in-law is ripping into you because you need an oxy, or, you know, everyone's beating down your throat saying, when are you getting engaged? When are you getting engaged? Or you've got a pube stuck in the back of your throat for 20 plus hours. I want you to get out your journal. I want you to write down 5 things you're grateful for, okay? Then I want you to flip the next page and write 5 things you're stressed about. And then I want you to rip that page out, go outside, light it on fire, throw it to the wind. Don't throw it towards, you know, brush or mulch or anything that's flammable, but maybe light it on fire, pour some Diet Coke over it, and just say, enough. I'm done. You know what I mean? You can only do so much. And as long as you're keeping yourself in check, fuck the rest. Fuck the rest of them. You know, we can't control. This is a bigger conversation. We can't even control what's going on in the atmosphere. We don't even know what's floating around us. But all you can control is your attitude. So he broke up with you after 4 years because you got Crohn's? Fuck him. You know what you do? You doo-doo on his couch. You break into his new apartment, you doo-doo on his couch. Take a hot dump on his back steps. So when he's racing to his job at T-Mobile on Tuesday, slides down. And you leave a little note at the bottom of the stairs that says, gotcha, bitch. Crohn's, baby. That's what you do. Living well is the best revenge. But also maybe don't doo-doo on the stairs because then that's I feel like that's DNA. That's a very easy way for them to trace it. And then you might also end up in jail. Don't take any advice from me, but also take all of the advice. I loved getting to hear the voicemails. I'm very excited that the studio's up and running. I love you. I mean it. We'll be back next week. We do have a surprise guest coming. I can't announce it just yet, but when I announce it, you guys are going to freak. We're in the process of getting gentlemen to the studio here in Atlanta. It's very exciting. You guys, we manifested this. In the meantime, between time, get your tickets at heatherontour.com and you can always call into the hotline 800-213-7503. I'll see you next week. Arrivederci. Ciao bella. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.